Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Bye-bye, Dez, it was. That kicked off the 2025 campaign for your Pitt Panthers. A decided victor over in-city, cross-city, cross-town rival Duquesne, 61-9. Great scene on the North Shore last Saturday. Should be a great day for college football today. Panthers take on the Chippewas of Central Michigan at high noon. Panthers Insider, I'm Pat Bostic here with you for the next hour. And then we'll have the Pitt Panther preview show live from the North Shore with Bob Pompiani, Doran Dickerson, and Johnny Patrician. Larry Richard will take over at 10. Network pregame, I'll be sidecar. Doran will get sprinkled in. Jeff Hathorne always joins us. We have a great rundown of player guests and coach guests as well for your pregame show. And then the great Bill Hillgrove back in the booth, manning the play-by-play duties for the 52nd or third year. I'm losing track, and I haven't done it as long as him. At noon, our coverage will be wall-to-wall. I'm next to him in the color analyst spot, and then obviously Doran Dickerson on the field with his expert insight. Post-game, also on the fan. So it is wall-to-wall Pitt football coverage. College football is here, and there are some great games on the slate today outside of the Pitt Panthers. We're going to start the show, open up the phone lines, 412-928-9370. Headed to the game, headed to the tailgate lots. A little dreary out there right now. We'll have a full weather update for you later on, but get yourself set. What'd you notice from last Saturday? What were your observations of Pitt's opening victory over Duquesne? What'd you like? What didn't you like? I'm going to get into that a little bit too, so maybe I'll get your minds going this morning. 412-928-9370. When you look at the games, the slate today, obviously Penn State up the road takes on FIU, decided favorite in that football game. West Virginia travels to Ohio, so they'll go to Athens and they'll take on Ohio in a big game for them. I mean, this is a 4 o'clock game on ESPNU. The Mountaineers are only 3.5-point favorites on the road in this football game. And we heard the scuttlebutt all week, Joel Nelson. Pitt takes on Central Michigan, obviously a MAC opponent, never easy. Same with West Virginia on the road. If both teams are winners in these ball games, there is a lot of scuttlebutt, including from Pat McAfee himself. That game day will be going to Morgantown next week for Pitt, West Virginia, the backyard brawl on 9/13, September 13th. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, some big games happening today with Pitt and with West Virginia. Top 25 games today. The big one is tonight, Oklahoma, Michigan in Norman. That is going to be a huge football game. I mean, Brett Venables, his team, this is a prove-it game for them. They've got to get that win in order to give him a little bit more leash down there, because obviously they're in the SEC now, stakes are high, and you're bringing a former playoff team, a national champion team from a couple years ago, Sharon Moore and his ball club, down to Norman with the spotlight squarely on you. This is a game I think that for his sake, for Oklahoma's sake, they got to win, and I like their chances. I mean, I think Oklahoma is a darn good football team, and when you look at that quarterback and they're 15th ranked Wolverines, the 18th ranked Oklahoma Sooners, John Mateer it reminds me a little bit of Baker Mayfield. So I'm looking forward to watching that game. We'll get to your calls. Phone line starting to fill up. You heard that highlight of Bill Hillgrove of Desmond Reed with the punt return for a touchdown. That's the first takeaway I have from the Duquesne game. And it's not often that you leave a game and you think about special teams. It's often how the quarterback play, did the defense, you know, live up to its billing. They did. I thought Eli, as the game went on, played well, played better. We'll get into that a little bit here soon. And the defense, there was splash for sure. There were a couple big plays that Duquesne was able to hit, and I was impressed with their quarterback play. I was impressed, obviously, with Isabella, the receiver. I think he's a really good football player. But by and large, the defense was stingy against the run and did a nice job against Duquesne. But it was special teams that really, I thought, carried the day for the Panthers. And you look at the return yardage that the Panthers were able to amass in this game, 143 yards in punt return yardage. I mean, that is game-changing. You think about it. I mean, the Panthers offensively, in terms of total yards, amassed in the ballgame, what they amassed, 460. You add 143 in the punt return game, now you're up over 600 yards of gain yardage. And then the kick return game, field position, obviously Kenny Johnson had a 78-yarder. He almost took it to the house. So upwards of 220 yards in the return game. That can be a huge difference for this football team. And these are two guys, Desmond Reed and Kenny Johnson, who have proven they can do this. Reed had a punt return for a touchdown against Duquesne in the opener last year. Kenny Johnson's returned one for a touchdown in the kickoff return department. But guys like Blue Hicks and Deuce Spann are guys that have proven they can return kicks too. Poppy Williams can return punts and is dynamic. Caleb Junko in the kick game, in the punting game, was terrific, averaging over 45 yards a punt. Hang time was outstanding. And the young kicker, Trey Bukowski, was almost perfect on placements, had an extra point blocked. A little bit of a low kick there, but made two field goals. Sam Carpenter in his first game kicking the football off was great. Had one go out of bounds, but that was after Malachi Thomas's penalty for a necessary celebration where he tried to get a little bit too much leg into it from back on the 20 and hooked it out of bounds. But there were four return yards for Duquesne in the game. So the coverage units were good. The kicking game was solid. The punting game was really good. The return game was dynamic. And we heard Pat Narduzzi talk about that. We heard Pat Narduzzi in the lead-up to the season talk about Jacob Bronowski, who he targeted to take over the special teams 2 years ago when he made sweeping staff changes, not only on offense, but in terms of who was manning the special teams units. And Bronowski had had a great background in that world and had proven himself to be one of the better special teams coordinators in college football, comes to the University of Pittsburgh. When you net everything out last year, Pitt had one of the best special teams units in the ACC. Obviously, Ben Sauls was a big part of that in the kick department. But this year, off to a flying start. And that's something I look for. It's going to affect opponents. They're going to have to consider it. You're going to see more kicks out of bounds. They're going to have to tread lightly. But when that ball is received and it does get to Reed or Johnson, fireworks loom. And, boy, is that a great way to get started in your 2025 season with fireworks from your special teams units. Offensively, a little bit of a slow start for the Panthers in that game. Sputtered a little bit, had to go to fourth down a couple times. I thought Duquesne did a nice job against the run. Pitt ended up running for over 100 yards, but it was kind of feast or famine for them. I thought Joelle's Goff was the most consistent runner. Obviously, Desmond Reed had the 53-yard touchdown, which was a thing of beauty. Eli Holstein was the Panthers' second-leading rusher with 47 yards gained, a net of 41. He was sacked one time, had a long of 16, averaged 5.9 yards per carry, Reed 8.3. But again, one of those was a 53-yard run. So eight attempts for 66 net yards, 53 of which came on one. So that's feast or famine personified. And Joelle's Goff, seven carries for 31 yards and a touchdown, a long of 10, 4.4 yards per carry. Again, I thought he really put head down, got north and south, is a change of pace for Pitt that I look to have an increasing role as this season progresses, because I think you're going to see Reed in the 8 to 10 carry department most of the time, maybe 12. You start getting up to 15, 20, that's a beating as you get into conference play that you don't necessarily want Desmond Reed, your All-American, all-purpose back to take. Let's go to Brad and Punxsutawney on this beautiful morning. Brad, how are you?
Good morning. Good, good, Pat. We're on our way down to the game this morning.
I love it.
I'm also, before I give my takes, I'm playing Chartiers on Wednesday, so I'm excited.
That's my guy. Yeah. You're playing Chartiers on Wednesday. Good for you. Greens are rolling.
Excellent. Okay, some takes I took from last week. You know, I was a little concerned with the run game with the offensive line, only for the fact that we should be able to push Duquesne around a little bit more. I understand opening game of the year, you might be a little vanilla, you're not going to show a lot, but you got to be able to just line up against a Duquesne and sometimes just shove it down their throat. My second point, I thought Holstein got better as the game went on. Thought he was rusty, probably is a good word, at the beginning. And then the other thing that I was going to say, you just mentioned it, I really like the special teams. I thought that was good last week.
Well, I appreciate the call, Brad, and safe travels down to Acrisure. Play well, keep it straight, and limit it to two putts on the greens on Wednesday at the mighty Chartiers. I agree with everything you had to say. You know, I thought that you go into games like that, and you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't in terms of how you move the football and score points. If you go out there and you run the ball effectively and just manhandle the opponent and don't get to throw it, spread it around. Holstein completed passes to eight receivers, nine receivers. You don't get to put that on tape. You don't get that game rep continuity from practice to the game field with those new pieces like Blue Hicks, like Deuce Span, and so forth. I thought that Pitt would be able to run the ball more consistently and do it in a pretty vanilla fashion. But when I watched the film and the game, it was pretty apparent that Mickey Jacobs and Duquesne did not want to go into this game and just get it crammed down their throat the whole way down the field. They were canceling gaps. They were pinching the front. They had safeties down in the box most of the time. They played a little bit of two deep, but even then, they were just mugging the line of scrimmage. And it would have been probably wise for Pitt to get on the perimeter a little bit more, utilize some of those perimeter runs, quarterback runs. But again, that's where do you want to put that on tape or don't you? And they used a little bit of it. They ran a quarterback power with Holstein. And that, I think that's a component of the run game that will be a difference maker for Pitt in 2025. I think knowing they have a proven backup in Cole Gonzalez, who played well in the game, had some really good throws that were dropped, obviously threw a late touchdown. And then, you know, a really exciting young player in Mason Heinchel. Obviously, Holstein's who you're banking on having a great year. But a big part of what he does is scrambling and running. That's what won Pitt some games that they were down in last year. Cincinnati and West Virginia come to mind. And it's a huge advantage when you watch college football to have a quarterback that can run it, that is a dual threat and can extend plays and make first downs with his feet. And Holstein did that in the game. And I look for that to be maybe a little bit more a part of the designed game plan as we move forward. Take a little bit of the attention off Dez, create some misdirection, and not rely upon having to just move people up front. This offense is not going to be like what you see from Central Michigan the other day, where they're trying to basically open up a hole. This is, we're going to take you where you want to go. We're going to give you some eye candy that's going to distract you, and then our speed is going to capture and get to the second level. And once that happens, it's over. And that's what Desmond Reed can certainly do for you. I do think Joelle's Goff gives them more of a meat and potatoes runner, although he has some good moves and speed himself that can get the harder yards. Des is not really built for power. He can be, and he would probably argue me on that one, but he's not built for power. He's certainly built for taking it the distance and making moves in the open field. So all in all, you know, I give the offense probably a B in the game. You know, defensively, you know, switching sides here, a couple big plays. You know, Javon McIntyre got beat on a double move by Isabella, which was a good throw. Ended up setting up Duquesne's first touchdown, which cut the game to 14-6. I mean, he is in a very difficult position. We saw Eric Hallett in that role. We've seen plenty of Pitt safeties in that field safety role, which is basically playing, you're an off corner, playing 7 yards, 8 yards off against a slot receiver that has a two-way, three-way, four-way go on you. So obviously Isabella's not the best receiver that McIntyre is going to line up across from, so there's a little bit of a concern as the season goes on, but that's a learning experience for sure. And there's some things schematically that Pitt can do to protect him and probably didn't do in that game. So we'll see how that gets going. The linebackers were as advertised. Kyle Lewis, the ACC linebacker of the week, was outstanding. Three TFLs, two sacks back-to-back. I mean, how many times do you see back-to-back sacks by the same guy? He's a special player. And I said it going into the game, my player to watch was Cruz Brookins, and he was fun to watch. If you're going down to Acrisure today and you're not watching number nine or number three, Biles or Lewis, I guess Lewis or Biles based on how I listed the numbers, number 12 is the next guy I think you want to watch. I mean, he is a thumper. He will hit you. He will strike. Had a chance at a pick and dropped it. I'm sure he regrets that one. But, man, he is going to be a special player in that Pitt secondary for a long time to come. Let's get into the Central Michigan matchup next. We recapped the Duquesne game, a solid performance, obviously a lopsided win. Today, a step up in competition. The Chippewas from Central Michigan are here in Pittsburgh. They come off of a big win against San Jose State on the road. They were double-digit underdogs in that game and won it 16-14. San Jose State had a lot to do with that, but Central Michigan is going to bring a different brand of football to Acrisure Stadium today. Let's dive into that and why I think, as tune-up games go, and I'm using that in quotes because this is a game that Pitt needs to play well to win. It's a football game against a good team. As tune-up games go, Central Michigan schematically on offense. Defense, I'm not as worried about. In term for this Pitt defense to get better as the season goes on and become elite, this is a really good tune-up game for them because they're going to try to cram it down your throat the whole way down the field. And as Pitt's schedule, as you look out at who they play, the comparables are real. There's not a lot of great passing offenses that we saw in week one in the ACC, and it's only week one, and there were some big matchups. But there are a lot of teams that Pitt's going to play that can run the football. We'll get into the Central Michigan matchup next. We'll take a look out later on and how this game can project and its preparation for the rest of the season. We'll take a look at the ACC as a whole. Moving forward with Panthers Insider, it's game day on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Blue Hicks, a transfer from the Louisville Cardinals with two touchdown catches. Not one, but two in that game. And on that one you just heard, he only needed one hand. That was his left hand. He's a righty. For those of you keeping track at home, big-time catch from the Louisville transfer. And this receiving core for the Pitt Panthers is deep and it's dynamic. Blue Hicks, just another component of it. Poppy Williams had a nice day. Kenny Johnson with a scramble drill touchdown from Holstein, and there was a lot left on the table, a lot left on the bone in that game for Pitt. It wasn't as clean as you'd like to see, and that's something I look for today as we head to Acrisure Stadium. Pitt takes on Central Michigan at noon. Wall-to-wall coverage on the flagship for your Pitt Panthers, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Let's take a look at the Chippewas of Central Michigan, and I was made known last week during the Pat Narduzzi show on Wednesday, which is at the Hotel Indigo right off the Hot Metal Bridge. It's a great, great time. I implore you to come down next week. We're going to have a great show with it, obviously, being WVU Backyard Brawl Week. It's a good time, 6 to 7 every Wednesday, with the exception of the open weeks. Game weeks, we are there. And Pat Narduzzi let me know that Central Michigan's located somewhere in a small town called Mount Pleasant, Michigan. So they're making the trip across state lines. They'll play Michigan next week, I do believe. Yeah, they get to go to the Big House next week. But here in Pittsburgh today, and this is a tough, hard-nosed football team. You look at their coach, I mean, they are a well-coached football team. He comes from Army. They are physical. Offensively, they're going to line up in two, three tight ends. They're going to line up under center about 30% of the time. They play three quarterbacks. All three quarterbacks played in their opening game. Labus, the starter, 6'4", 210, transfer from Iowa, is more of the passer. He attempted 10 passes in the game, 5 of 10 for 56 yards, only rushed it twice. Glasser, the backup, played sparingly. And then Angel Flores is the runner. And he is 6'1", 210, a Northern Arizona transfer, rushed it 12 times for 30 yards, threw it 3 times for 59 yards. He's the guy, number 7, when he comes in. They're going to want to do some different stuff quarterback run-wise. Glasser is 6'2", 230, so a little bit of a bigger runner. And then again, Labus will get the start, number 2. So they'll play two, three quarterbacks in this ball game. But it starts with their backs. Biggins, number 5, is a big back, 6'1", 210. Cornist, 6', 215. Both had double-digit carries last week. The Chippewas rushed for 236 yards against San Jose State. They want to run the ball, and they want to do it in ways that you don't see as much in college football anymore. They run power. They're going to back block. They're going to double team the front side defensive tackle. They're going to pull the backside guard, and they want to create a crease. They are trying to create an open hole right down the A-gap, and they're doing it with low pad level, square shoulders, and they are running their feet. And Pitt is going to have to be up to the task. Now, Pat Narduzzi, when he came back to Pitt way back in 2015, his Michigan State defenses were known for what? For stopping the run. Pat Narduzzi will say constantly that stopping the run is their foremost priority in every single football game. Well, today, they have the opportunity to do that down in and down out. About 65 to 70% run for Central Michigan. Now, you have to be careful because you get lulled to sleep a little bit. You think it's run, and they'll pop one over the top. Flores completed a couple big ones in the game against San Jose State. But the bread and butter is running the ball. And I think this is really good for Pitt as they head into the season, head into ACC play, head into next week against West Virginia. Because it's not just under center power, quarterback run, some misdirection. But Pitt's schedule is chock full of teams that run the football primarily and very effectively. Let's take a look at the top rushing teams in the ACC. Georgia Tech's number 1. The Panthers play them. Florida State ran it all over Alabama with a running quarterback in Thomas Castellanos. They're number 2. Stanford's number 3. Now, they struggled a little bit, but they're number 3 in the ACC, and they want to run the football. Louisville's number 4. Isaac Brown's a dude. They've got a really good back. They want to run it. Okay, the Panthers don't play Virginia. They don't play Duke. SMU can run it. They don't play them. Miami, probably the best passing team we've seen. So they're in the other category. I was impressed with Carson Beck in their opener against Notre Dame. I thought he really played well and looked comfortable in that offense. But Notre Dame wants to run it. Panthers host the Fighting Irish from mid-November at Acrisure Stadium. West Virginia is an out-of-conference game. They want to run it with Marquis All, their quarterback. Play a couple quarterbacks, actually, very similar in that regard. More spread, more three receiver than we're going to see today with Central Michigan, but physical. and they want to accumulate carries and wear you down, whether it be with speed, with power, or a combination of both. So I think this is a really good opportunity for Pitt on the defensive side to gauge where they're at from a physicality standpoint. It's a step up in competition. It's a group of five team that overcame a double-digit underdog situation to win on the road in California. They're coming out here looking to knock you off, and they're going to try to do it and churn you and muck the game up. And we'll see if this Pitt defense, which has all this flash with Kyle Lewis and Rasheem Biles and Brookins and the talent they have on the perimeter, see if this upfront group, the guys with their hands in the ground, in the dirt today, Francis Brewer, Sean Fitzsimmons, big opportunity for them. Those are the guys I'm watching today. Because guess what? They're going to try to move those guys off the ball. And if they do, you start to get a little bit concerned. Now, I don't expect to see that. I expect to see Fitzsimmons splitting double teams, Brew not getting moved and creating penetration. It's a big game for Nick James to get in there with his size at 300-pounder and kind of clog up that middle. But this skilled linebacking group that's so fast and dynamic and blitz and create plays, interceptions, the Sharks are going to have to be bull sharks today. They're not going to be flying through the water and blitzing as much. They might be blitzing on rundowns, but they're going to have to buckle up their chin strap and fit and play the run, because Central Michigan is not going to run it once or twice, and then they're going to run it three times in a row and maybe a fourth. So it's a very different setup. But I think, again, it's a great test for this Pitt defense, and one that I think they'll be equal to the task. The safeties have to be disciplined. Brookins is going to be very much involved. He should have 6, 7, 8 tackles today very easily. But McIntyre, the corners, Lineham, Shadarian Harrison have to be wary of trick plays, of play action, and make sure their eyes are disciplined. Pat Narduzzi, Randy Bates talk about eye discipline all the time. But this is very much going to be an old-school football game for those of you heading down to Acrisure Stadium. And want to hear from you, 412-928-9370. Taking your calls, your observations from last week, your thoughts on this team. We're going to learn a little bit more today. There's no doubt. We're going to learn a little bit more about this team, about where they are, how much improvement we see from week one to week two, which coaches will say, and it sounds like it's cliche and that it's hyperbole, but it's not. You play your first game, the nerves are there, whether you're a third-year starter or a freshman. You go out there, you're playing a team that you should beat. You make some mistakes, you make some big plays. It's not all perfect. You watch the film, you internalize it. You practice the week, you try to correct those mistakes while getting ready for a new opponent, a new challenge. And then you line up the next Saturday with much more confidence, knowing you just did it. It's a new year. But then it's week two. And I expect to see a more polished football team today. On both sides, quite frankly. Central Michigan is not going to kick balls out of bounds on 15-yard punts and give Pitt great field position. In fact, they're going to play the field position game is a huge part of their approach. So the challenge is stiffer. It's a good opportunity. And obviously, we know what's on the horizon, which is the onslaught. West Virginia, bye week, Louisville. Boston College is another team that is going to try to run the ball. So great test for Pitt today. We'll take a look at the defensive side of the ball for Central Michigan. A side of the ball that is a little bit more amorphous. They're not as, you don't know what you're going to get from them, how they're going to play Pitt versus how they played San Jose State. But as in every game, but these non-conference early season games are, in particular, the focus is on what Pitt does and how they play and what to watch for when the Panthers kick this thing off at high noon right here on 93.7 The Fan. So we'll be back with more Panthers Insider. Wrap up the show on your way down to Acrisure Stadium for a big football game today. Going to check the weather, get that to you next to a little bit of rain outside the window here at Foster Plaza right now, but should dissipate. Should be a great day for football. Temperatures right there in those mid-60s. More Panthers Insider next after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense Side-by-Side Fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, he does it with great speed, and obviously the cutting ability is special from Desmond Reed. Today, cloudy early, off and on rain showers for the afternoon, much cooler, high of 68. Winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. About a 40% chance of rain for you this afternoon at Acrisure Stadium. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable and dependable legal solutions. High 68, some intermittent showers. Still a great day for football. And a great day for Pitt to get that second win. But a taller task, obviously. We talked about their offense and how they want to play. Let's take a look at Central Michigan's defense and their defensive coordinator Sean Cronin. Obviously, their head coach Matt Drankel comes from Army, where he was co-offensive coordinator, eventually the offensive line coach. Their OC is Jim Chapin, who came from Eastern Washington, and they play that three quarterback system, did it at Eastern Washington. Defensively, Sean Cronin, they're a three down front, kind of play a 3-3-5, 3-3 stack type defense, what we saw against San Jose State. Multiple coverages. Didn't blitz a whole lot. But I have to think that the approach against Pitt will be a little bit different. And you see the same physicality. You see the same kind of toughness. They have a lot of homegrown players that have been in the program or new to the program, a little younger. But a few transfers sprinkled in, a few from Iowa. So there's the type of player you're kind of looking at, right? Like obviously a tough, dependable, physical type of a football player, a Midwest type of football team. Now, do they have the speed to keep up with Pitt? Will they play like a lot of teams played Pitt later last season, a soft kind of drop eight type of coverage? They can do that with a three-man front and still have ample reinforcements at the line of scrimmage for the run game to stop the run, but also fall into a soft coverage and make Pitt play, limit the explosive plays. That's what I expect to see from Central Michigan today, is a soft coverage, make Pitt matriculate, to use that word, put the ball down the field with sustained drives, consistent down in, down out, positive gains, and hope they make mistakes. Hope they try to force the issue. Hope Holstein gets back there, gets bored of checking it down or throwing it underneath, and forces one down the field, and they can play takeaway. And there's a couple ways I want to see Pitt combat that today. we didn't really see the perimeter run game as much. Even Dez's touchdown was a cutback to the backside of an inside zone type play. And we didn't see the screen game a whole lot for Pitt. And when you get soft coverage and you can get the ball to guys like Poppy or Blue Hicks in space, we saw one to Deuce Span where he made a really nice play getting in and out of a tackle. Yeah, that's where you can pop big ones. The RPO game, we didn't see a whole lot against Duquesne. Didn't really have to. Game was pretty much in hand. But the RPO game where you can make those secondary underneath defenders commit to run or pass, and then you have, you know, a gap between the second level and third level. Your safeties are deeper. They're playing softer, limiting big plays. But your linebackers have to play run. So if they play run and they come up and they hug the line of scrimmage, well, if your safeties aren't down in position, there's a huge gap between them and a slot receiver or a single receiver. And if they run a glance route or some sort of short slant and catch it with space, they can crease that defense very quickly. So run after the catch would be something we didn't see a lot of last week that I expect to see more of from Pitt today. A, because they have guys that can do it, but B, as a result, of what Central Michigan's going to try to do defensively, which I think will be a bend-but-don't-break defense. And this is good for Pitt, too, because we go back to last season, and there is no question that this offense was far more explosive than certainly the year prior, but even maybe the year before that, with the exception of Israel Abanikanda. But it wasn't consistent. There wasn't a continuity on every drive that you felt like, even when they needed to, they could get 6 yards and then 8 yards and then just kind of chunk your way down the field. It was big plays. It was scrambles. It was Dez Reed in the open field, which is fun to watch. But to win a championship, to win games at the highest level, you have to be able to react and respond to what defenses are doing to you. And if that means dinking and dunking, like Patrick Mahomes can do, and then forcing the defense to adjust, rather than trying to force what you're doing into, you know, a square peg into a round hole, metaphorically, that's where this offense needs to take a step. And today's another good test in that way. I thought Duquesne certainly gave them opportunities. They said, we're going to stop the run. I think Central Michigan will feel a little bit better about their personnel and not sell out as much to stop the run. And they saw what Holstein was able to do, particularly later in that game, in the passing game. And they want to make this game, they want it to be 16-14. They want it to be 21-14, 21-17. That's how they want to play. So how does Pitt respond to that and still manufacture offense and explosive plays without the feast or famine type of feel? And it comes back to the quarterback. This is a big game for Eli Holstein. Every game is a big game for Eli Holstein. But this one in particular, because they're going to test him. Last week it was, hey, we're going to stop the run. We're going to see if this guy's back. Is he the guy he was in the first 6 games or 5 games, or is he still trying to climb back? And he proved that he was going to take advantage of that last week. He did so with 4 touchdowns and 1 forced interception. But this week it's going to be, okay, how patient is he? Can he go out and complete 70% of his passes and allow his teammates to make plays? Or has he matured in that way? Or is he going to force it and try to get the big play when it might not be there? So that's a big thing for me today, a big theme of this game, is matching physicality on defense in the run game against a team that I think represents, maybe not schematically, but represents I shouldn't say this, they're a good test for what will eventually be a step up in competition, but a similar level of physicality and run emphasis throughout their schedule moving forward. West Virginia, Louisville, Boston College, Florida State, all are going to try to run it. They're going to do it in different ways, but it's not going to be drop back pass where you could just pin your ears back on Kyle McCord. like they did against Syracuse last year. And then offense, it's going to be, okay, can Pitt, can they dictate how Central Michigan plays? Early in the game, do they piece drives together and force a more aggressive style from Central Michigan to then allow for the big play opportunities? That's the game plan here. Can they run the football against Tuchel with a soft front and get Dez and Joel's Goff going? Bring those safeties back down and take their shots. That's the next step. That's the graduate work for this offense, and it starts today against Central Michigan. Special teams will no question be a component of it, but I'm sure when Coach Drinkle's talking to his team this morning, he is saying to his special teams units, we cannot lose this game on special teams. So I think we'll see the ball going out of bounds quite a bit. Pooch kicks to Malachi Thomas in the kickoff department if they can't kick it out of the end zone. And their mentality, Central Michigan's mentality, is Pitt is going to have to beat us. We are not going to beat ourselves. And that's a good challenge for Pitt today against a step up in competition. If you're heading down to Acrisure, just saw this on X. I'm going to read this for you. Due to police activity, Route 28 is closed in both directions. Fans traveling southbound on Route 28 to the Pitt versus Central Michigan game will experience the closure past the 31st Street Bridge. Please use Waze to seek alternative routes to the game. So just a heads up on that. Congrats to Pitt Volleyball, a sweep of Pepperdine last night. Big time stuff. Pitt Soccer, tough loss to Clemson. A lot of Pitt teams in action in addition to Pitt football. Pitt basketball gets underway with practice here in a couple weeks. We're going to have a lot of Pitt talk coming at you. We'll do it every Saturday from 8 to 9 right here on the flagship for Pitt Athletics, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Props to Joel Nelson behind the glass, man in mission control. Brought some highlights today to kind of take us into the stadium before we actually get there. And to all of you for tuning in and making the show fun, for your calls. We try to open up the phone lines every week to make this interactive and give you the best Pitt talk you can find here in our great city. Pitt Central Michigan at noon. Right after this, we've got Bob Pompeiani, the great Bob Pompeiani, Doran Dickerson, and Johnny Patrician talking ball on the North Shore with the Pitt Panther preview show. I'm going to make my way down to Acrisure now. I'll join Larry Richard with Network pregame at 10, Bill Hillgrove at noon. It's been Panthers Insider. It's a game day. Kickoff in just a couple hours. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your Saturday. Some great college football. Steelers tomorrow. Hail to Pitt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.